Stay tuned for us out here at OTAs, Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center. It's our pleasure to welcome tackle DJ Humphreys to the show. DJ, how you been, man?
I've been good, man. How y'all?
Welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
It's always great.
We always
to
look
have
forward
you,
to sitting down and talking with you.
I appreciate it. I'm glad I can be that guy.
I know it's early in OTAs, but how's everything going so far? Lots of transition, obviously. How comfortable are you with everything?
Everything's been going good. I'm pretty comfortable. I'm having a good time. Enjoying myself like always, you know. Mm-hmm. Enjoying the experiences of learning a new offense again. So
okay.
Again.
Well, okay, so the new head coach comes, he's got some swag, right?
Oh yeah.
People know who he is.
Yeah.
People are really wondering what his offense looks like.
Yeah.
Give us some knowledge.
None.
Nothing. You're not giving us nothing.
Anything. I'm a soldier.
You're a soldier. So it's top secret stuff.
Yeah. Top secret. Top secret. Hush.
All right. Let me reframe the question.
No, this is good. Does it meet your expectations?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of...
You like the secrets, huh?
Yeah, I do.
When did DJ get all quiet?
Yeah, man.
He just said he's a soldier. Yeah,
I'm a
soldier, protecting
man.
The state secrets, and, man.
We can laugh and joke all day, but I never reveal family business.
All right, let's see if I can get something out of you here. In terms of playing offensive tackle, how different is this offense for you? Is it a big adjustment for you?
Not really. Because, I mean, the great thing about playing in a few different offenses is... It's only so many ways that you can run power. It's only so many ways that you can run zone. You know what I mean? It's more about the operations of the stuff that you got to look out for. But, I mean, at this point in my career, it's kind of like, okay, what's the name for that play? What are we calling power? What are we calling zone?
Yeah.
So it's not very difficult to figure out what's going on.
Just
how
the terminology.
Yeah, terminology stuff. And certain stuff that coaches want done different that we just got to adjust to.
Okay, your new quarterback, what do you think of him?
I like him.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I like him a lot, actually.
Is he believable when he gets in the huddle and starts calling out plays and stuff?
Yeah, I believe
him. Really?
Yeah. I'm excited to see how this thing plays out because he you can tell that it's not too much for him. So that's the thing that makes me the most happy.
That's big. Like, how do you know that?
Just I play with Carson Palmer, you know? And I've seen all the faces of Carson Palmer, and when you play with a guy like that, you kind of get to feel for the people that have that it factor to him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I can smell that type of confidence about him. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I'm not going to call him Carson Palmer yet because, you know what I mean, he hasn't done what Carson did, but I can smell that type of bravado about him and how he feels about himself and what he knows that he can do with the football in his hands and when he throws the football.
That's cool. What does that bravado smell like? Oatmeal cookies? Deep dish pizza?
No.
I'm older now, so I can say it smells like Similac.
DJ Humphries, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Were you happy with Kyler's donut selection?
Oh my goodness! I mean, I like snacks, but you know, I've been controlling myself lately.
You look
with
good.
My diet.
Yeah.
I appreciate
you look good.
It.
Dude, you look slimmed down.
That's the look I've been going for, man. I'm just as heavy as I was last year, looking a lot better. So that's the look I've been going for.
That's the trick of it.
Yeah. So I mean, I took two bites. You know, I took a bite of one donut and another donut, but it was just one bite though.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then I took a bite of a ham and cheese croissant. And when I have my cheat day, I'll definitely be going back to that spot for sure.
Okay.
Sure. It was good to see though. Just to understand that a young guy gets it like that. He knows that he needs to take care of the big fellas.
Oh, you know there's donut rules though, DJ. You took one bite and you put it back, or what'd you do?
I threw it away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was so many of them. Like he brought in like 8 boxes of donuts. I was like, bro, it's only 15 of us.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
DJ Humphreys, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We sat down with you last year going into OTAs, and we talked about the new additions on the offensive line, and the knock on you guys was, oh, they're all a bunch of injury-prone players. And you talked very passionately about trying to shake that image, and things didn't work out. A lot of injuries on the offensive line again. At this point, you know, as a group, it's been 3 straight years with a lot of injuries. Do you just wonder when you're going to get a break health-wise?
Nah, not really, honestly.
No?
I mean, when you play this game and you played it and you've seen the things that come along with this game, it's something that you understand. You know, people ask me, it's like, how you gonna not? I'm like, man, unless you know an exercise that I can, like, balance 600 pounds on one knee to figure to get it strong or something, like, tell me. because I don't think it's anything that you can do to prepare for those type of things. You know what I mean? That's just the game that we play.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to just be, just got to understand that that's what's come with it, and you got to be ready to roll with them punches and move forward. That's why I always make sure everybody in my room knows what's going on.
That's a great call. All right, so is this the year the offensive line finally stays healthy and dominates?
Lord willing.
Yeah?
Yeah, Lord willing.
You got the right pieces?
Yeah, I think so. I always believe in us. I just know what the intentions of everybody in our room is. And nobody in our room is out here like, man, I just don't want to get hurt this year. I'm not.
Yeah.
Everybody in that room, when they step on that grass, they're trying to F somebody up. I almost let it slip out, but I didn't. I caught myself.
Sorry, we got a guy who's got your back back there.
Oh, yeah.
He may or may not be listening.
Good. But everybody in the room is, that's when they go out on that grass, it's with ill intention.
I got to know this, because the best football teams, the closest football teams, you make fun of each other. Have you guys gotten into Kyler about his height at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's one of the funniest things when you watch guys. It's little slick stuff like, hey, little fella, like little stuff. You know what I mean? Little slick stuff like that. You know, you don't want to ruffle his feathers too, so he might stop bringing us donuts. You know what I mean? But you know, when you see him throw the ball and you see him run past somebody, it's kind of like, ah, it's all right.
Okay, this is gonna work.
Don't nobody bother the little fella though. Don't nobody bother. You know what I'm saying?
All right, tell us about the new guys on the line. First impressions: JR, Max, Marcus. How are they fitting in so far?
I think they're fitting in well. I think they're a bunch of guys that, you know what I mean, they're good room guys. There's nobody, we don't have any prima donnas or any weirdos in our room, you know what I mean? That's kind of strange. Sweezy is a musclehead, and we think it's the funniest thing ever, because he's like a musclehead and he's all serious, but he laughs at everything. Yeah. He laughs
well, between
at
you
everything.
And Justin in that room, there's got to be a lot of laughing going on.
God. We got this, me and Justin have to sit on opposite sides of the room. Yeah. Me and Justin had to sit on opposite sides of the room.
Okay, you want to talk about two of the weirdest guys. Deuce Latouille, one of the weirdest guys ever. I don't know if you've ever run into Deuce.
No.
But you remember how you used to get Mike Iupati hyped up?
Yeah.
That guy, he's like the calmest, chillest island dude going.
Yeah, yeah.
You just get him rolling,
get
man.
Get him riled up. That was one of my favorite things about last year, just getting Mikey fired up and getting him rolling, man. Hope you have a good year up there, Seattle.
Going back to last year, and we don't want to dwell on last year, new beginnings, obviously, but I mean, how rough was it?
It was rough, but it's another one of those things where it's kind of like, for the guys that were here last year, we got a chance to see that side of the fence, you know what I mean? We got a chance to, everybody wasn't here for that in the past few years, so we got a chance to see how people react in the face of adversity. You know what I mean? And the guys that's back, those are the guys that you know that's done been through it, and we know we've seen it together. So we know what it's like to be on the bad side of it. We know what we don't want to feel anymore. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate watching how everybody handled it. Because nobody was ever in a room moaning and crying about what's going on and pointing fingers or anything like that. We all understood that we all got a hand in this. We got to figure out the best way to get this thing rolling. Yeah. Even if we lose a game, we're trying to be on the film, people up on that field, like, you know what I mean, that's what we want.
There you go. Jarrett,
I'm listening.
he got it.
So you'd be on the field effing people up, as you were saying.
But that's what you know what I mean, that's what it's about. It's a pride thing. I know for me, I play with a lot of pride.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, win, lose, or draw, hurt, not hurt, I don't care. I mean, I'm not going to make any excuses for anything.
Yeah.
And I never will. And I know it's just not, that's not who I was raised to be. So I want to make sure that's something that I rub off to everybody in my room.
No, you bring a lot of character. You bring a lot of personality to the room. We're really good, really glad to have you here. But we're not going to let you go, because the people demand to hear you do Shaq. You got to give the people what they want, DJ. You know that, man, right?
No, we were.
You're an entertainer. You got to give them what they want.
We were talking about how Shaq and Charles are really going at it this year.
Yeah.
Like really.
Why don't you just win a damn championship then, Charles? Why don't you win a championship then?
See, you did it so well, you shut up Charles over there.
I got another.
Oh, that's weak.
You hit that Charles last year, I almost got out of my seat and walked out here.
Yeah,
I was not expecting it at all. I'm not going to lie. You hit the Charles last year, and I was like, yo, what just happened? Did we call Charles on the phone or something?
Do you watch a lot of that show?
Oh, my God. I'm not a big sports guy.
Yeah.
Period. You know what I mean? I watch so much film that when I go home, it's not many times that I watch.
I gotcha.
Much Monday Night Football because I'm going to watch it on Tuesday.
Right.
On the iPad, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Minus the commentary because I hate hearing commentators. So I don't like to watch NFL or even NBA. I don't like to hear commentators. But I've been watching the playoffs just to hear Shaq and Charles go back and forth at halftime.
Unreal.
It's the best thing.
Somebody sent me a clip and I missed it live, but Shaq took out a squirt gun and just doused Charles one night.
I still can't get over the fact that Shaq was running around the studio throwing that fish at Charles. Like, that's not a little fish.
No. Wasn't Shaq holding up Charles' mugshot the other day?
Right.
They don't have any lines.
No,
they don't have
that's
any
why
lines.
People love it.
Oh, I was telling earlier, well, those guys can do that show forever. I bet they go home and they just like laugh and crack jokes with each other all day. I bet they're not. They don't even hate
now,
each other.
Now, we want to say congratulations to you for getting married. Is that correct?
Yes, February. Thank
Man,
you.
Man, it's all the poor women in Arizona, this eligible bachelor's off the market, Vinny.
I've been off the market for a while. Hey,
well,
I said it. Babe, I said it on the air. I've been off the mic for a while. Hey, he said that. It wasn't me.
You're a smart man, DJ.
Thanks, smart dude.
Thanks for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Always, man. I appreciate
all
you
right,
guys.
All right, thank you, babe. DJ Humphries, the Arizona Cardinals, our guest.